We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
I was going to say that every day we do more and more old man things.
Yes, we're very old.
And yesterday, Hambone ran into me in Walmart. And
oh,
I just
right.
happened to have the most old man cart. He's like, oh, what you get? What you getting? And I was like, I might as well say it in the old man voice. I'm just getting ready for the weekend. I got my comfy black shoes.
Uh-huh.
I got my nice insoles. They didn't get me on the expensive ones.
No.
I got my gold bond.
Okay, yep.
I got my nasal spray.
Good.
I'm ready for the weekend now.
All right, Grandpa.
You youngsters have yourselves
fine
afternoon.
He got comfortable footwear, and he got his powder, his talcum powder.
Well, not the one for my balls. That's a different kind of powder.
Oh, you don't gold bond your balls?
Maybe.
What's the gold bond for then?
Like feet, maybe a little underpits, that type deal. And the yes. On a day like tomorrow, just in case before, maybe a little.
88 tomorrow.
Yeah. But after a first dose in the morning, then it's that Z-Zorb if necessary.
You're a Z-Zorb boy.
I would be a spokesman for them.
Uh-huh.
So fast.
Uh-huh.
That stuff is, if you get, you know, rubs in between your folds and such. Bro.
Between your folds.
Right, you know what I mean? Because,
you know, you got to keep it dry betwixt your folds.
Not just your groin. I didn't want to be like, hey, fat people.
Yeah, no, I got you.
But I mean, in between your groin, bro. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for ladies. Ladies, not, because Chinese are different.
Yeah, I don't know how Chinese work. I still don't.
Yeah.
They're just a mystery to me.
But yeah, for dudes, oh my God. And it's not with the gold bond usually. It's in a different spot.
The Z-Zorb?
Yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a warm one tomorrow.
Worth it.
It's going to be worth it. Get out there. I'm going to say Friday is going to be your pick day for Taste of Syracuse. Get out there.
Yeah.
But, of course, Saturday is going to be fun as well.
Oh, that's going to be an awesome start afternoon.
Yep.
One of those, like, here we go. We're finally doing it. Summer in Syracuse.
We're doing it.
We're rocking in Wheat Sports.
So, because if you're like me, I know you've already planned it out. Because today is, like, the pre-day for your big, busy weekend.
Yeah.
What do you got lined up today? Well, like, you got to do a Cocoa Puffs tonight? Yeah.
No, that's nice. That'll give me a nice little, that way I'll have a stoppage time so I don't go too wild today.
Okay. Because
today is awesome. We get to go over there. It's different than last year. We have electric hookup.
Yeah.
So I actually am going to, instead of tomorrow when we're done,
yeah,
be all nuts and sprint over there and forget
prep today.
80 different things. Today I can make as many Kool-Aid pouches as I want.
Mm-hmm.
I can start making the Dunkaroo dippers.
Okay.
I can get the Kool-Aid pickles in the fridge. Get everything basically set up today. So it's nice.
Thank God they got security working down there, because I would imagine the downtown.
Especially now.
The
today,
downtown
yeah.
walkers that we have around the studio, if they found their way down to that honeypot.
Well, yeah, I bet.
Were all these people prepping food today?
I want that guy that was willing to work.
What
90 hours a week or whatever. I want him watching my booth. You know, he takes his job serious.
Yeah,
I want him.
Yeah.
I want that guy just standing guard. And he's like, I'll do it.
I'll do it. So it is. Taste of Syracuse Eve.
But I can't imagine the people that are going to like, yes, mine's serious and it's tedious work, but it's like a 2 on a scale of 1 to 10 compared to like a Ruby's.
Yeah, dude.
That I can't even imagine. That undertaking of what those people do.
No, we talked about how I can't imagine being in the food service industry. It's just so much work.
That's
yours
crazy.
Is, you know, not to take away from you, but yours is, you know, Kool-Aid and pickles.
It's a fun.
People who are making, you know,
a lot of work,
full meals and stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Or prepping things. Like, I went to the food truck rodeo last night, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm out here spending money like I got job security.
Yep.
And I got empanadas. Banging. They were great. They were great. It was, who was it? Cali Tropical.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Those are good empanadas.
I've seen them, never had them.
They're different empanadas than Ruby's, though. Because Ruby's have potato in them, so Colombian empanadas must be different than the ones I had last night. They're both great.
Some don't use any potato at all, just meat or, you know, like the ones I get sometimes over at some places get just like the pepperoni pizza ones where it's like just cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah, like little mini calzones. They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it Tropicali, or whatever it is?
That sounded right to me.
We got some Via Napoli pizza. We got the Toss and Fire. All these places, they're just working real hard. And
yep.
Yep. Man, it was good. It was banging food. But you look at what they're putting together in their booths and their trucks.
It's crazy.
It's a lot.
That's crazy how much they're doing.
We're doing it, man. We'll get ready for that.
There you go.
Talked to Carl Bell from Fuel this morning. Yeah. We talked to him yesterday afternoon. Play that back for you today. Lots to get to.
After a minute to play. Dribbles it off his foot. Hart picks up the loose ball. Hart up top. Looking for Brunson. Josh Hart has been everywhere. All the intangible plays as we're down to 46 seconds remaining. Brunson. On the drive, spins underneath, puts it up, puts it in. Jalen Brunson does it
just
again.
Just on fire last night.
Unreal. 47 seconds left.
What do you get, 61?
Gets inside, kicks it on the corner, knocked out of bounds by Shabbat with 20.7 remaining.
And the Spurs got to get into it quicker. At this point in time, you're down by 8 with 20 seconds to go.
Review. It's been determined the last player to touch the ball was Vassell.
Oh!
San Antonio had called this timeout.
So
30 seconds had not elapsed when the Knicks challenged. Therefore, San Antonio will be charged a timeout since it's a successful challenge.
Game one, Knicks take the first one.
Yeah, I think he said he dropped 30.
Oh, all right. I thought Lottie, my NBA correspondent, said something in the chat.
Oh, no, I don't think so. If he did, I just missed it. But, man, that was...
You stayed up for the whole thing?
That was a hell of a game. Yep, I had to. Can't help it. Yeah, 30. Dropped 30.
Yeah, 30 points. All right. Thanks, Lottie.
Real nice. It was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
It 10-point game, even that, it's like, wow, okay, yeah, that was close. No, that was the very end when it was just, you know, the Spurs... First of all, the Spurs were taking forever. The last minute or so of the game, they're setting up plays like, there's no time and they can do whatever they want. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Like they're stopping, they're dribbling, they're looking around, they make a couple passes, and then they do a play, and it's like, no, this is not that.
Yeah.
This is set a screen, come off a screen, hit a three, place
your
defense.
Taking too long.
Yeah, like you need quick plays here, and they weren't doing it. So it just started to get a little bit.
That's what the Knicks had to do, man. They had to start early.
Yeah, they have to, especially in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Because I think, was it one more here?
Yeah, no, one more in San Antonio, and then they come up to New York.
So that's what they needed. They needed a split.
Let's do it in four. Let's win it in New York.
They needed at least a split. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to do it in four. Let's just sweep it.
I mean,
let's do it.
It'd be crazy for the Knicks. I mean, yeah. I would prefer just a little more.
Let's just do it. Let's just sweep it. Let's go.
Just, man, if they take it two in San Antonio, that's like a death blow.
Yeah.
The teams would come back from 2-0,
mm-hmm.
but woo.
Yeah. I don't normally care about basketball, but I'm watching it because, you know, my kid made me a Knicks fan this year.
That's
so
it's fun.
I watch the Knicks.
I know a lot of people are like, bleh, NBA, bleh.
I don't think anyone's like that.
But people hate the NBA.
They do?
Oh, people hate the NBA.
Why?
They don't play any defense.
Oh, yeah, they're all drama queens or whatever.
I wish there was more. Now they're playing defense. Mm-hmm. I wish more of them played a little harder, but yeah. You have college for that.
Yeah.
I like there's the split. College is for that and NBA is for 1,000 dunks a game.
Mm-hmm. And Wemby getting hot, but not hot enough, you know. Anyways.
No, the NBA is really going to be pulling. They want the Knicks for the legacy thing.
Yeah.
How big it would be for the Knicks and the fan base. But they really need a new face of the league fairly soon because, you know, LeBron's going. They would love for Wemby to win this.
Yeah, they're trying. They would love.
If he wins, he's the next big thing.
I'm afraid to chew anything. I'm just an absolute, like, I need another thing to worry about. Good morning, it's K-Rod.
Well, you ate last night.
I did, and I was nervous the entire time. It's a very loud
jacket.
That's
going to bother me.
I was nervous the entire time. I'm just eating empanadas, and I'm like, all right, is another tooth going to shatter on me? What's going to happen?
Did you see what my static just did?
Yeah,
that hurt so much.
You just static
that it
shorted out the entire camera.
Oh.
No, I'm eating my empanadas last night. And I'm like, please don't shatter another tooth. Please don't shatter another tooth.
I don't want to say that I poo-poo your ailments.
Yeah.
But of this one, at least, I would be of the same, I don't know what the word.
Grandpa can only have soft foods. You're right, sister. I can only have applesauce. I can only have blended up foods.
I think at some point, I mean, you already have kind of bited the bullet. So I mean,
yeah,
just
broke
slow,
two teeth.
No, I mean, like last night, you ate your empanadas. Just slowly roll yourself back into it,
and then every bite I take, I feel I go, oh, what was that? Oh, what was that? Like it's add a whole new paranoia to me.
It's my favorite Sting song.
What? Every bite I take.
You should try to sell that to Weird Al.
I should.
No,
because oatmeal and milkshakes are all I can have now.
Ooh, yo, let's get some milkshakes. No, I get it.
You don't want me drinking milkshakes. I'll be bringing a lot of flatulence into this room.
Go over to Strong Hearts.
I know. We got
to
get them some business. Like I saw they posted
on
Instagram. They're struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Go over to Strong Hearts. They're a great institution, man.
Yeah, they have the best shake you're ever going to have.
I got weak ankles. I got weak lungs. I got weak teeth.
Nah, we got strong lungs.
I don't got strong anything.
No, that TB only strengthened your lungs. You're a TB survivor.
Because it survived it?
Yeah. Now you're like immune to it.
Got the high blood pressure, so I'm waiting to have a stroke any day.
I do too. I have high blood pressure.
Do you really?
Well, yeah. Because some things, Deb is kind of like you, but she worries about me.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And she's got a blood pressure machine. And yesterday, she always wants to do
to
stuff
do
like
it?
That at the worst times. And it was when I went to get Elsa, which was at like the end of me.
Running around doing a bunch of stuff.
Cleaning the apartment for an hour and a half, running every which way, doing this and that. And then, okay, let's do blood pressure. Like
what was it?
It was like 140 over 80 something.
That's not high at all.
It's not?
No. You're good.
I'm good.
You're good.
Because I'm not. I'm good.
No, you don't wouldn't be shaking with high blood pressure.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah. Katie's was 103 over 70.
See, she's crushing it.
What a braggadocious thing.
But like, let me rub a bong first, and then we'll see.
No, dude, I'm nearing the end here, I think. My days are numbered.
Well, we'll push on without you. There's enough AI up to every day. I'll be like, hey, come up with be Josh AI, and they'll be like, okay, I will. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm short-circuited.
140 over 80 is not high.
Higher than it should be, right?
120 over 80 is ideal. Okay. 130 over 80 is more, that they say that's more normal now. 140 is elevated, but...
I'm elevated, bro.
You are elevated. You are elevated, man. No, mine will come in at like 130 over 90 sometimes. Or like, this is the oldest show ever. This is the oldest show
ever.
Hey,
this is what the people... Everybody out there is experiencing the same thing.
Oh, it's National Men's Health Month. I didn't know that. So you're looking at good thing you're taking it.
I feel good.
Yeah, sugar. 90 over 60 is good. You've all got great. You all got better health than
feeling
me.
Good. The doctor said I was good after that. The second, all those are the blood tests and everything.
And then at some point,
no Lyme disease.
At some point, Danny Downer will send me a story about another thing that's freaking killing me. So I'll get to worry about that.
Well, she worries about you as well. We all worry. If you're going to worry about you like you worry about you, you can't be mad when other people worry about you you worry about you.
And it's like...
That was a lot of words.
I'm grinding my teeth because I'm stressed. My blood pressure's high because I'm stressed. And I don't know the answer to this.
Well, I'll be fine. Hey.
I don't know the answer to this.
Hey. What if all works out?
I don't think this one's going to work out. But.
Yeah, but at least it's already a good start to summer. Nice weather already.
I'll enjoy the weather,
good
I
weekend.
Guess. And,
we're all just going to have a good summer, and whatever happens is out of our control.
Yeah. Well, you can kick it off
You can get pumped.
The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. See these guys Saturday at 7:15. Just when I was
low, feeling short of stable. How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well... The Lexus UX started with a refined suspension, tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors. And kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me double time.
Can't afford fuel right now, Metallica. I can't.
How about fire?
I'm sure it's a little more affordable, but I don't know. Going through a tank of gas.
It was wild. Summer adventuring.
It's going to be limited.
I've just decided I will cut other things.
Yeah?
I ain't going to let the actions of some old white douchebags make it so
dictate
I can't
your life.
Drive around this summer and do stuff. I will just
so
cut
many,
some other things and not even think twice.
So many
I can't.
Old white douchebags have affected my life lately.
I just can't.
Eventually,
I'm going to punch one of them.
Because the kid is playing golf, so I'm driving him to golf all the time. And then I'm like, okay, this is going through gas. I told him, I was like, bro.
That's, they're doing some
chores,
bro.
They're riding bikes to the golf course.
Carpooling.
I'm going to side with this guy. I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to side with him. As a 46-year-old cop in South Carolina was arrested and fired after he pulled a gun on a fellow officer because that officer microwaved fish in the break room.
Nah, shoot him.
I'm with him.
You should have shot him.
You can't microwave fish at work.
It's just...
Bro!
There are so few, you know,
that's like
unwritten
one of the top rules of a workplace.
There's like,
yeah, obviously you can't pull a gun on him. I'm being silly.
Well,
but also,
well,
I'm going to pull a gun on you.
If I'm a cop.
I got my blinky.
If I'm a cop.
And it's just on me.
And like there's another cop.
Yeah.
And he did that. I could see just being like, you microwaving fish right now?
Yeah.
Put your hand on your gun?
Yeah.
I do.
Are you microwaving fish right now?
I absolutely do. Screw the taser.
Uh-huh.
I know we're taught to de-escalate. Not this time. Take the fish out, throw it away.
Yeah.
He just can't.
The other officer was allegedly warming up fish in the microwave, causing a bad odor in the office. He was so upset that the one officer pointed his gun at the other officer.
Yeah, that's...
he was obviously arrested for pulling a gun. Can't do that.
That's a lot of times frowned
upon.
For
service weapon, sir, and we are in a police department.
At the very least, just taser first.
Yeah,
bro. Taser first.
Yeah, I got no fish smells in the office. No broccoli in the office, please.
No, it's
I don't even like popcorn, to be honest with you.
See, popcorn doesn't bother me. That's the one that I don't care about just because I like popcorn.
There's two variants.
But I get it.
If it's a popcorn machine, I like that smell.
No, okay, yeah.
If it's microwave popcorn, I do not like that smell.
I can understand that. But no, that's now I think the last we have last is let's see which version of him does it. I'll say it's Alex that
what does he do?
Microwave shrimp sometimes.
Does he?
But it's not bad.
Oh.
It's not bad.
Like, I guess I don't know.
For some reason, that was better than Griff and his...
Yeah, Griff just...
Broccoli and hot
Griff.
Sauce. And
No, I get it, Joe. Joe says no fish, but
yeah.
Rip ass all you want. Sure, I hear you. and I see the irony. I listen, glass houses, I'm aware of it.
Yeah, but that's just affecting me.
Yeah.
That's just affecting me. And as HR...
He is the head of the HR department here.
Any complaints filed, I don't have time for that.
This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock and performing on the Veda Leaf main stage this Saturday, 7:15 at the Summit Federal Credit Union. Taste of Syracuse is Fuel on the Line founder, Carl Bell. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. So excited to see you guys on Saturday. I've been a Fuel fan for a real long time, and I love talking to guys like you because did you think you'd make this long of a career out of your band?
too dumb to quit. Is that what you're saying? I don't know, man. It's every day is kind of a mystery, isn't it? No, it's good. It's we've appreciated it, and we appreciate the fans that have followed us all these years, and it's been great. I never anticipated this. I don't think, like you said, but it's we're happy to be playing the songs that we played forever, and we got new material we're playing as well, so it's great.
Let's go back to the beginning of Fuel. You're starting out. You're doing a lot of the DIY stuff, right? Like, you're putting out flyers, you're calling radio stations. What was it like back then?
That's kind of how it was, but of course, back then, you had more local radio stations could support bands a little bit easier, so we worked it hard like that, and yeah, we stored merchandise out of the back of the car, sold CDs out of the back of the trunk, just, you know, trying to make it all happen, and it's like you have to do. You have a passion for what you're trying to do and hope you can get there, and yeah, it was a lot of work.
Let's get back to the local radio element, because Shimmer kind of breaks in Harrisburg before you even had a deal, right? You're already getting radio play?
Yeah.
So you're getting radio play locally. What effect did local radio used to have back then, and breaking bands, exposing bands, having like kind of regional tastes?
Right. No, it was great. We had a number one song in Harrisburg, which, you know, is like being the strongest 2-year-old or something like that. But it was great, but that got us attention, and yeah, local radio stations would support and could support. They had they made their own playlists, whereas I think playlists are way more controlled now. And they could put us on, and so we put the song Shimmer out there at the local radio stations. It was number one. And number one requested song for those stations. And, of course, those guys started calling the people from New York and said, hey, I've got a song that's reacting here. And we led it from there. We started doing showcases in New York. Of course, this was a long time ago now, but it was good times. We were in the trenches doing it for a long time. And, you know, now we're reaping the benefits of that, 20-something years later.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you're a fan of music as well, since you play it. Who are you listening to nowadays?
Wow, it's not as easy for me to find stuff that I latch onto anymore. But I think Bad Omens is doing some stuff that's interesting.
Cool.
There's bands like that. I have a hard time finding stuff that I like anymore, though. So it's not easy, and kept to adapt. I mean, Bring Me to Horizon is doing some stuff that's amazing, and but stuff is really heavy right now, right? I mean, and the rock scene, it feels like to me things are really heavy, which is fine by us. We like the heavy too. We'll bring heavy on the show in Syracuse here as well, as long as, you know, all the hits we play. But it's interesting times right now for rock. I think. I was with talking to guys, Mark Tremonti from Creed, and he was like, dude, I think we're bigger than we've ever been. And I said, you might be right. So it's interesting time for rock. It's cool.
Mark just played here a couple weeks ago, actually, and it was sold out. It was a packed show. It's rock is having a moment right now. As weird as that is to sound, there's like the nostalgia element and like some of the newer bands coming through. Rock is having a resurgence in a lot of ways.
I love it. Love it.
All right. So, Carl, we're going to see you Saturday. What do we expect? What is Fuel bringing to the stage on Saturday for the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse?
We always try to bring, of course, as anybody does, the best show ever we can present. We've got, and I laugh at, back in the day, bands would, you know, spend money on buses and all of that stuff. And I've always said, put your money where the fans can see it. So we're going to try to bring the best live show. And we play all the hits. I know other bands as well. I won't mention their name. I went and saw this one band who have a million hits. And they said, tonight we're going to play those songs. We're going to play all the songs before the lead singer joined the band.
No.
And I'm like, I literally sat down going, what is this? We'll be playing all the hits, people. We're going to play Shimmer. We're going to play Hemorrhage. We're going to play every song that you know, plus some new stuff. And it's just really, it's an exciting time for us. We're right on the cusp of releasing some new material, and we'll be playing some of that. So you might hear songs you've never heard, but we'll play all the hits, everything we got, and bring it all. We're excited to come to Syracuse.
We can't wait. Carl will be here with Fuel for free. It is free to attend the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. They are taking the Veda Leaf main stage at 7:15 on Saturday. Can't wait to see the show, Carl. Thanks for making time this morning.
Oh, man, thank you guys so much. See you soon.
That's the band you will see for Zero Human Monies. Saturday, 7:15 on the Veda Leaf main stage at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse. It's Fuel.
That's going to be good.
Plan ahead. Pack a poncho. It looks like something could pop up. You know, just be planned. Just plan accordingly. As tomorrow, you'll be sweating. Tomorrow's going to be a gorgeous day. Hot day.
Yep.
Says 89 right now, so I'm betting 90-ish.
Well, and then
91.
Especially when you get downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with all the cement and such.
Yeah.
But also, luckily, it's still early enough in the year that by whatever, you know, dinner time, that sun will be,
it'd be nice,
past the buildings, and then it'll be gone.
And I say this respectfully, don't bring your damn dog. It's too hot. It's going to be too hot. The pavement's going to be too hot. Don't bring your dog.
I'm so sick of seeing
Please
that.
Please don't bring your dog to Taste of Syracuse.
Your dog doesn't want to be there.
Doesn't want to be there. There's too many people. It's confusing. There's too many smells.
Yeah.
They can't comprehend all of it, and the pavement's going to be too hot. Like, leave the dog at home. Come down and have fun.
It's just insane. Because what's always cool, no, me too. Mm. What's always confusing to me is that it's always like the nicest people. Like how
they're sweet people.
You don't comprehend it?
Yeah.
We all love our dog.
We all love our dog. Your dog doesn't want to be at the Taste of Syracuse.
No, not at all. Even if it does.
I don't think they do.
It's not appropriate for it. It's not like it's eating. No.
So a new report has ranked America's sweatiest cities.
Yo, what up?
Who's sweating, baby?
This guy.
It's all Florida.
Yeah, it's
the humidity.
All I can picture is a Florida, Louisiana, Georgia triangle of swampy
they
death.
They took climate metrics like heat index, dew point, humidity, and sun.
Dew point.
As well as heat stress, hydration demand, estimated fluid loss, and overnight recovery.
Well, we skew it when it comes to that. You factor in Ink's Ma's house.
Oh, yeah.
Hydration loss.
West Palm Beach, Florida, number one sweatiest city in the country. I mean, Florida's just a humid.
Yeah.
Humid. I've been to a lot of places. I'm a lucky man. I've been able to travel around.
It was very confusing.
Florida just doesn't make sense. Florida and Vegas don't make sense, but they're two totally different heats.
I will never forget the Florida, that weird humidity.
Yep.
When we were there. And I will never, ever forget the Vegas heat.
Oven heat.
It was, my brain wasn't comprehending it.
No, it's so hot you don't comprehend it.
No.
You walk out in Las Vegas and you go, this isn't a temperature, right?
It's when you open the oven
and
it blasts you in the face with the heat. And
it's like 400 degrees. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never, ever forget that.
Cousin Jay, you're making me look forward to Vegas this July. It's tolerable because everywhere has air conditioning.
I was just going to say, luckily, every single place you go into is blasting the coldest, most refreshing air. So that was very, very nice.
I enjoy that feeling of being hot and then walking in somewhere cold.
But man, that was crazy.
Yeah, but it was crazy. It was a whole different heat. But Florida, too.
But that there is different.
Florida is different from Vegas because Florida will be so muggy
the
most random thunderstorm will pop up because the environment is so crazy.
Yeah. No, Vegas was dry as balls.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't sweat. There was no sweat.
No. It didn't happen.
It just sucked right off you. But yeah, Florida was just, it was just like it sat on you.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the heat was just like, hey, how you doing? Why don't I just sit down on your face here a little bit?
Least sweaty city? Where AJ lives, Colorado Springs.
Oh, I was gonna for once, and I would have been wrong again, but I was gonna say, well, it's always a South Dakota, Montana when we do these things.
Colorado Springs has the elevation.
Well,
it's nice and cool.
It's cold. It's snowing there now, probably.
Denver was number two, and then Spokane, Washington. Uh-huh. We'll be up in Washington this summer. So, yeah.
We're sweaty here. Where are we?
Be sweaty.
Did we land anywhere?
No, we're in the middle. New York is kind of in the middle.
Oh. Yeah. I skew that one.
Sacramento also made the list.
California?
Yeah, what's weird about California, like Southern California, is it's hot, but it's not. Meaning, like, the temperature can be in the 80s, but also there's the ocean, and it's a nice breeze.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is very comfortable, and I'm actually enjoying this.
Ah, see, that's
a it's
nice.
The, like that, I've said a million times,
nice.
It's the only time I've ever enjoyed being on a beach. I hate beach. I hate beaches.
But with that, it's
but when you're in Oceanside, California, and it's like the temperature is perfect, the weather, the water temp is perfect.
Yep.
And it's the reason it's a very expensive place to live because it's literally heaven on earth. Let's talk AI and AI jobs and some AI fails as Dodge Ram.
Hey,
I'm a Ram man.
Don't you know Dodge Ram stands for don't operate down Grenadier
have a merch shop, I guess. And I guess most, I don't know if most, like, I don't know if Nissan sells merch, Volkswagen sells merch. They, like, if I see it.
I'm sure you could get.
Like, I'm out, like, my Nissan or whatever, but you can buy Dodge Ram truck merch.
You're damn right. No, most people love, like,
they love their Dodge Rams.
Depending on what you like, that's a very big deal for truck people.
Like, the type of truck they drive?
Oh, yeah.
I'm an F-150 man myself. Oh, I'm a Toyota Tacoma man myself.
Yeah. Oh, hey!
Well, I bring that up for a reason. Dodge Ram unveiled?
You can get Nissan stuff.
Exactly. A new shirt design on their Dodge Ram shop.
Okay.
And people noticed pretty quick. Not only was it AI slop, meaning it wasn't an original design.
Yeah.
They got the American flag wrong. It gets a truck. Oh, hear me out. It's a truck in front of an American flag because USA, baby.
What?
The flag was wrong. Was not the correct amount of stars.
Oh, no.
Only 38 stars in the flag. Close. Close. Nobody counted those.
That's not it.
But also, the Dodge Ram in front of the flag was a Toyota Tacoma. Wasn't even a Dodge Ram.
Oh my God. So that person was
fired. Wasn't even a Dodge Ram.
That person was fired.
The person who, I guess, who used AI to make a design. Yeah.
Like, you're no longer employed.
Yeah. The shirt has now been removed, obviously.
I want to get that now, though. But now, I mean, that's a very specific.
I mean, if you're going to use AI, Lord knows that I use it for some things, I use it from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
At least double check afterwards.
You're going to want to.
Like, check.
Especially.
The truck.
Yeah.
Count the stars on the flag. Count the bars on the flag. Stars and bars.
Stars and bars. Mm-hmm. Just out of the fact, especially right now that everyone's focus is so much on the 250 years. Okay, let's see. You know, and you're going to be like, you're on 38.
38's good enough.
It's plenty.
I mean, that could just be a spoiler for where we're headed. There might just be 30 states at the end of all 38 states at the end of this.
Guess what? Ha ha.
So they've said, well, what are some AI-proof jobs? Art is not AI-proof right now. As you can see every flyer on Facebook is made by AI. Every restaurant makes an AI flyer now.
I think that that's almost showing that they aren't replaceable.
What do you mean?
Because it all looks the same. Not creative. Some restaurants, I don't care, it's fine. You're putting up your menu.
But you better have your real food on it.
But
don't
that,
use AI images of food that's not your food. That pisses me off.
I was just going to say that.
I don't care if you use it for graphics.
No, that's awful. And it's still the place that I keep thinking that keeps using AI to put their pictures of their bartenders up there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just creepy knowing that the boss is like, make sure
her cleavage. Yeah. Large-breasted woman behind
but
bar.
But it's their actual, come see Josh behind the bar. Show Josh with ample breast cleavage out.
Sense. That's just that's his actual AI commands.
Oh, yes.
That's
no,
how
I have,
he searches for
I have many.
But you got to double-check the work, and I use it. I continue to use it.
Yeah.
And I double-check the work. There's a flyer that I'm working on currently, but I'll use elements of AI. Like, AI will do a thing that I want, maybe an idea. Anyways, I digress.
But no, for things like that, we use it for, like, then it makes sense. Like, the K-Rockathon posters that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good use.
Like, I get in arguments with people because AI slop is a real thing. It's overused.
Yeah.
But I also am not one of those people who gets furious about it. Like, artists are mad about AI.
Yeah.
Because they're like, everybody's you're replacing real lives with AI. Every career in life kind of goes through that phase. Like when the car was invented, horse trainers were like, well, now you're putting horse trainers out of work.
Yep.
Who's going to build the carriages, you know?
Thanks.
Things evolve. Thanks. Things change. I get it. I don't love data centers, and I'm thankful that we're pushing back on those.
Yeah.
But there are some alleged AI-proof jobs, like physical therapists. AI-proof.
That's what I was going to say.
Someone who's got to work on your muscles and stuff.
I was going to start with doctors.
Yeah, doctors who should be using AI to, you know, it's the giant hive mind of all information.
Yeah.
But also, then let it go through the human brain of, okay.
Human brain.
Because AI makes a lot of mistakes. You don't want to walk into just an AI doctor's office and you go,
no.
My tummy hurts. And then it screws up and then you die.
And it's just somebody sitting there going, And okay.
Uh huh.
And your tummy hurts. Where exactly?
Mm-hmm.
Hurts. Bottom right. Yeah, like. No.
Surgeons, another one. Dentists.
Well, that. Yeah. But like, what's those robots?
Mm hmm.
Because we've got that robot that helps. So, like, in some ways, it could help the surgeons, I guess. Because, like, we got those ones where you just do the robot stuff. That's close enough. Jeez.
And Hostile Amanda, with her point, she says, but people can draw, so pay your local artist to make whatever you need. You don't need AI. I agree with you, Hostile Amanda.
No,
that's... I agree with you. But I'm also going to tell you the other side of the coin. Is that a lot of times, it's not a slight on any artists, you would be surprised how much a flyer design costs.
Yes.
And not every business has that money.
Yeah, this is free.
And I'm talking about events that we've put on, and there's posters that need to be designed. And those posters can cost $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 to be done by real artists. Mm-hmm. I would love all artists making that money. I would love it if that existed.
Yes.
But Tiny Bar in, you know, Boonsville does not have that kind of budget, you know? So I understand the need for it. I can see both sides of the argument. To things that are AI proof. Lawyers? I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I don't know, because if when it comes to like arguing the law, because that's really all you're doing is trying to like prove different parts of the law, wouldn't you be able to be like, you know, here, AI lawyer.
I would think an AI
defend. This part, I don't know. I don't know enough about lawyering.
I don't either. But I would think that if you just, all you have to do is argue what the law is, and the law is on the books.
Yeah.
And it's
and it's supposed to be
somewhere AI can find it.
Yeah. That's an interesting one. I don't know. I can see a little bit, yes, because you also need the, that like personal.
Oh, like personal sister's touch. Right. Confidentiality.
Yeah.
See, because when I use Claude, I'll give you a nerdy point. I use Claude for like coding and stuff and JavaScript. I don't know much about JavaScript.
Yeah.
And you need to use, it's a thing called like API keys where if like, I'm not going to get into it, but it's a secret key that I have to use in a certain part of JavaScript. And if you paste any of that into Claude, it will tell you, now that you've pasted this into me, I know this and you need to go change that key right away. Like it will yell at you.
Yeah.
So I would imagine if you're a lawyer and it's and you're like,
who knows?
Talking as far as AI.
Human rights, though?
Who knows? Well, we're not going to have those much longer. Say,
they can be like, we demand you enter this. I don't care what it is.
But I would imagine it would help, I would guess. You just can't give AI the specifics.
Because you still have that personal, you know, the computer's not going to be, your AI's not going to be like, okay, tell me, you know, the personal side of your case. So.
And, well, regardless, it doesn't matter. This show actually has been AI for several months.
The last 7-8 years.
Yeah, well, this has been completely AI.
This has been a test to see if AI works, and you all failed.
Good morning. The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse is starting tomorrow at 11 a.m., and it is brought to you by Visit Syracuse. So Danny Lika is here on behalf of Visit Syracuse. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning.
Tell me about Visit Syracuse, because I see all the Facebook comments. There's nothing to do in Syracuse. I can't find anything to do in Syracuse. All right, well, I went to visitsyracuse.com. Let me run through June. Here, we got Taste of Syracuse, Neil Diamond. We've got a conference. We've got the Blues Fest. We've got Polish Fest. Pride. We've got Juneteenth. There's lots to do in Syracuse, Danny. People just aren't looking hard enough, and that's what you want to do. You want to get the word out, right?
Yeah. I mean, tourism, the thing in this county, tourism is there's $1.3 billion a year spent here.
Wow. Okay?
So I think sometimes our worst critics are some of the local folks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe don't want to get out of their own backyard.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty to do. Get to our website. We try to promote the heck out of it. I mean, we get over a million visitors to our calendar alone. So there's something to do for everybody every week. Just explore a little, man. Just get out of your comfort zone and check it out. You highlighted some great events.
Yeah, so let's kick it off with this weekend. The Taste of Syracuse comes to Clinton Square. What does that do for the city? Obviously, it brings people in from maybe like the outer boroughs, the suburbs. People travel here to go to Taste of Syracuse.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to build a tourism ecosystem, I hate that buzzword, but let's use it.
Yeah.
You've got to have marquee events, right? And this is one of the marquee events. This is the marquee event of the summer in addition to the music festivals. It brings people from all over, puts people in hotels. The effect outside of the festival in the downtimes, I mean, restaurants, hotels, bars, They all feel it. So world-class entertainment, mm-hmm. great food, and people get to learn a little bit about what Syracuse is all about.
I was talking to somebody on TikTok recently, which is a phrase an old man would say. And it was some guy from somewhere else in the country. And he was just made a video about the Erie Canal, and he had questions about the Erie Canal. And I commented, well, come to Syracuse, and you can go to the Erie Canal Museum. We'll answer all your connections, all the questions you have.
The history here is really
incredible.
It's the underrated part. It's the story. Honestly, it's the story that we want to tell. But resources, we've had to take time to do other things first.
Yeah.
And you can't tell the history story unless you got the right amount of resources. You can't half-ass it, right?
Yeah.
So that's coming. But Erie Canal, you know, women's rights, African-American history.
Yeah.
The inventions here. Modern democracy was founded on the shores of Onondaga Lake.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And we will get into that in the next year or so, and we're going to hammer that out because that's awesome. A really cool part.
We live in a very historic part of the country.
Really,
you don't think about it. Like, this part of the country existed long before the other parts, and people came through here. I forget who gave a speech on that. I'm saying it. There was like a balcony downtown where a speech was given.
I know
like
you're talking
you said,
about, but I can't think of anybody. Yeah, so there's
but those
famous
are the kind
things
of things
happen here
that Danny's talking about. Would be like, oh yeah, you know, women's rights here, and you know, all this stuff.
The shores of Onondaga Lake. Think about this: the warring Iroquois nations,
sure,
the Haudenosaunee, all the chiefs came together.
Yeah,
created modern democracy. The term "bury the hatchet." They buried their hatchets at the base of a tree on Onondaga Lake.
Wow.
Here, right? I mean, mind blowing.
Yeah. So, anyways, this is the point of Visit Syracuse, right? It's to let people know what we've got here in our own backyard. What are some of the other things you want to highlight this summer?
Rhythm and Blues Festival coming up at the fairgrounds in a couple of weeks. Certainly the Jazz Festival is a big one, but all the ethnic festivals downtown. Get downtown.
Yeah.
The message, especially over the next 2 years with 81 coming down, the city's not closed. Get down here and support these businesses. They need you now more than ever because is it going to be chaos? Yes. Deal with it. You know what? You go to New York, you're in traffic for an hour. Okay, there's construction in Syracuse. It's an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Help these businesses stay solid through this, because on the other side we'll have a new city.
Yeah, and it's gonna be fantastic. And like Danny said, get down here and support these businesses. Start it this weekend at the Summit Federal Credit Union. Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets. Danny, visit Syracuse.com is the place to go. Like you said, the calendar is stacked. If you're ever if you ever want to post on Facebook, what's going on this week? Anything going on? Yeah. There's something going on. Yeah.
And there's always a weekly release, things to do. So check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Visit Syracuse.com. Danny Liga, thank you so much, man. We'll come back. It's K-Rock. See, now you got me going down a history. A history wormhole.
Fables and laws.
Because we're talking to Danny from Visit Syracuse, and now we're in chat during the pumpkin song there, talking about all the historical markers around. Wherever you drive, you see them stuck in the ground, and you're like, oh, there was a bar here?
I love venturing around doing that. Depending on what they are, especially if one's in front of a cemetery, I'm pulling over.
I found the Wikipedia of all these historic markers. Like,
I'll send you the Facebook group. It's wicked fun. There's a lot.
I'm in Oswego County right now. I'm trying to see what's going on.
There's a lot more than you would think.
Ooh. Ladder Plank Road pass through Roosevelt, founded by Nicholas J. Roosevelt, town of Scruple on 49 and Roosevelt Corners.
Isn't that one if you just keep following 690, isn't there the one that's like, this was one of the first taverns from
Halfway Tavern.
Yeah, isn't that one's
you're
got
on
a thing on it, doesn't it?
It really is a historical marker. Yeah. If you're on 690 right after it becomes Route 48.
Yeah.
It's like a historic marker that says this is where people used to get drunk when they were traveling between
Underground
Syracuse.
Railroad.
No,
or
that's another thing in Phoenix.
There's two. Yeah, there's a couple.
My
there's
buddy
a bunch.
Tyler's house was a part of the Underground Railroad, and we could see like where the slaves were hidden, like the freed slaves were hidden. It was cool.
The tracks were in the basement?
See, it wasn't actually a railroad. Anyways,
that's impressive. Oh, that's wicked cool. There's a lot more than you would think.
Hemanville Road in Oswego County, town of Scruple.
No.
Lock number one located near here. The Lock Tender's house nearby, Old Oswego Canal completed in 1828.
Yeah, you know what his final wish was?
What?
A two-lane bridge.
He hates our one-lane Hemanville Bridge. He hates it so much.
Two-lane bridge!
I get it. If you're not from up there, it's so dumb. It is dumb.
Why not? You don't even need light. Just go.
Where was that? I want the historical marker for him and Villa. There is one over there too. Yeah, the town of him and Villa, whatever.
I forget where, but somewhere on the way to like Beaconskiff and all that area, there's a, like a colonial times cemetery out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of
the first town weird meeting ones. In Scruple was held at the home of James B. Yeah, Richardson in 1833. See,
that one, some of them like that one,
something
like
oh, you had a meeting.
All right.
What was our first time meeting?
It was the very first one.
My mother and father-in-law are part of the Scruple Historical Society, so they know all of this stuff. They have all kinds of activity over there.
I love that. That's great.
French colonists camped on this island, Treasure Island, in Phoenix. One?
But that's like a big deal.
That's a legit deal.
Yeah.
French colonists camped on this island, escaping from Onondaga Indians in 1658. Said to have lightened their war chest and deposited cannons and gold there.
Yeah.
There is the theory that we have hidden gold on that island.
I don't know why no one's allowed to,
I think people
to, like,
go over there all the time.
Well, I figured, like, the government would be like, we'll find it, don't worry.
Oh, New York State would take it?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Although that, when you see that, though,
mm-hmm.
I would be so mad or confused if I was just the Native Americans. I'd be like, on the shore, I'd be like, they're right there. It's not like a big lake or an ocean.
No,
it's just a river. It's
very navigable. You could have just swam across.
Guys, I see them.
Or just waited out until they got off the island.
We'll wait here on either side.
Like the Onondaga Indians in 1658 could have been like, all right, we'll just, I guess, they're not going to be, the island's not big enough to live on, so.
They were probably like, we're not, you're going to, you're okay, you're hot, you're hiding, you guys have fun. We'll just wait. We'll just go. They're just going to sit on an island and pretend like they're hiding.
I would imagine a lot of my fellow Phoenicians have swam over to Treasure Island to look for the gold.
Can you take a little dinghy?
I don't know. I'm sure you can. Is it locked?
I don't
know.
There's
that island in Fulton too that I want to go to.
Yeah.
I just don't have a motorcycle.
Just got to get one of those little, just throw it in there.
You can buy it. That island's for sale. The one in Fulton.
Crossing
the old Miller, whatever that island is.
Buy it.
I don't know what I would do with it. First of all, I don't have money, but I don't know what I would do with it. Because it's not like, what do you do in the winter?
Also true. Yeah, you just
But
kinda,
also, what do you do in the summer? Yeah.
Either way, you're there.
I'm on an island in Fulton. Like,
I
did it.
That's the other thing about
what?
New York's so lame that even if you bust out, look, I just found old coins, gold coins.
No, you didn't.
Where are you taking them?
No, you didn't.
Where are you taking them?
Yeah, you got to black market those. If you found real gold coins, you got to black market those.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the old New York State, that technically aren't.
Yeah, Tennessee, you didn't really find it. We hid it there on purpose in the 1800s.
And
we told
because
them to do that.
You found it, that's going to be a fine of $10,000.
We got to tax you.
We got to tax you on that.
But you're not even giving me anything.
Twitch.tv/theshow. And I say that, but I also would want an island up in the Thousand Islands. Like, I wouldn't want an island in Fulton.
That was.
But those islands up in the Thousand Islands,
cool.
I don't want those pretty bad.
When we would
little
visit,
houses that were on them.
And there was an aunt and uncle far by. One was like step aunt uncles that had
money.
One. And to get there, they would have to come get you on their boat on the dock.
See, that's real money.
Oh, it was.
That's real money.
Where if you go venturing far enough.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, there's the water. Like, you're on an island, bro.
Owning an island in the St. Lawrence Seaway that's another level of rich, man.
Yep.
That's
that was
a level
cool.
of rich. The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets, kicks off tomorrow at 11 a.m. Put it in your calendar. It looks like Friday is going to be the pick day.
Yup.
So get out there tomorrow. And if you can sneak down there for lunch, guys, that's the best time to go to Taste Syracuse.
No, that really is a move. You go there.
Get that Friday afternoon, early afternoon.
I say like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
That's the move.
We've all opened. The booths are all open. They've all gotten a couple of orders out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Couple kinks worked out.
Kinks? What?
Hey, no. I'll choke you a little if you want to.
Okay, sure.
I mean, you aren't coming there to get punched. Give me a little. And I do eat size.
I see Carrie walking over to you. Carrie. Hey, Cody. I'm going to have to ask you not to do sexual choking over here anymore, okay? We've had some other vendors.
They're paying for it, though. It's my,
this is taste of Syracuse, not kink of Syracuse.
Can it be my sample? It's like a quick like.
And I know it's consensual. We've just had a couple of complaints from the other vendors.
Even with the waivers?
Oh. All right, well. No, kink of Syracuse is coming very soon. That'll be our other event. No, jokes aside, it's going to be a big day tomorrow. Get down there, please. Yep. Opens at 11. 11 to 10 both days, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days. Mm-hmm. Friday looking to be the pick day, so get out there and enjoy yourself, especially since today's National Cheese Day, bud.
Just.
You want cheeses? There's going to be plenty of cheeses down there.
Just slab of cheese.
I got to check in with you on a monthly basis what your current cheese opinion is. Yes, no.
It's still where.
Fluctuates.
Yeah, it's still where it was. Mm-hmm. I made two big thick burgers.
Okay, you know, some non-smash?
I'm trying to make less non-smash.
Missionary just, burgers?
Yep, regular, a little thicker than missionary.
Ooh, okay.
And one did have...
PAWG burgers,
yes.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. One did have provolone on it. Just because when it's bigger and thicker like that, that's basically, then it's just meatloaf.
Mm-hmm, it's true. It's a flat meatball, essentially.
Yeah. So that, yes, but other than that,
subs, hoagies, sandwiches?
It depends. It depends on what I get, but I still haven't filled my random turkey lunch meat craving that I've had for like a month and a half.
Okay.
Where all I have to do is just probably go to Brooklyn Pickle, because remember, I want that
You want the shredded up turkey. I know what you want. I know what you want.
But, I still like a good, like, sharp, extra sharp cheddar, those type, and a
hell
real
yeah.
good, like a, I don't know, like a real good Italian sharp.
Hell yeah.
Fontanella?
What is that one?
You know what I mean? Like the white.
Fontanella? I don't know that. I know mozzarella.
Is it Fontina? I think it's Fontina.
Ooh, that's a fancier cheese than I know.
Fontina cheese. Yeah, Fontina. Hey, Fontina cheese. It's like, you know when you see all those ones in the weird little Italian packages at Wegmans?
Mm-hmm.
Those.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Those are good.
I don't think I've ever had that. They're expensive. No, it's a special cheese.
It's a very specialty cheese.
What about just like mozzarella, but not like on a pizza? Just like those little balls of mozzarella?
Oh, so
or a slice of mozzarella?
It depends if I'm making... I haven't gotten back to it in a little bit now because it was quite intense of mm-hmm. how hard I went on making egg rolls for a little while. But I was making those pepperoni pizza egg rolls, and I would eat with the string cheese. I'd take a bite off of string cheese mm-hmm. every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't bad.
What about a queso? We dabble in a queso? No. Nope.
I'm not ordering it if it's there
Taco
for the
Bell
table.
Shredded cheese?
If it's on there.
Okay.
It's on there, I get it. But I don't have them, like, take it off.
Speaking of queso, and I don't know if Dave or Callie are listening at San Miguel right now.
They better.
They'll be in here Monday, guys. Put a reminder here. I want show fam to benefit from this.
Oh, no.
What?
Go ahead. Is it?
They're going to be enough? A Salsity deal.
Oh, no. I'm going to order more.
They're going to be the Salsity deal on Monday, and they always sell out fast.
Yeah.
So get them before all these other radio shows talk about it.
Yep.
Plan on it. 8 o'clock Monday morning, you're going to save money at San Miguel. SaltCityDeals.com.
Yep.
I went real hard there the other day.
Ooh, yeah.
For someone who's supposed to be watching his BP.
Screw it. Got your cheese or your sausage. It's chorizo, though, right?
The poor waitress... It was me, my wife, and the oldest.
My wife?
And the poor waitress clearly thought I was done ordering after I had said she is not experienced.
She didn't know that you get an appetizer for yourself. Oh, silly.
And
she's a silly goose.
And at
for the
San
table.
Miguel, what do? I get an app for myself.
Yeah.
I get my entree.
Yeah.
And then I get a dessert quesadilla.
That was, I figured that was going to be once you were about wrapped up and she said, anything for dessert? That's, I figured, when you said,
no.
But what I am going to have you do.
I get it all at once because sometimes
gotcha.
I want it during the meal, sometimes I don't. And
okay.
At some point, Danny Downer will message that I'm fat and dying.
I didn't know that.
You have a heart attack.
I thought you got it like, hey, anything else for you?
No.
And then you're like, yep, to go.
Here's
and
my
then
order.
Sometimes you would have it, you know, maybe a bite in the car or something. I didn't know it was all.
And this sweet woman, I don't mean to call her a girl, but she did the waitress memory thing.
Oh, wow.
And she nailed it. She got everything perfect.
All right.
But I was like, you might want to grab a pad of paper for mine, because I'm going to go for a minute.
She's like, it'll be a test.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a fun test of my skills.
Yeah. Here's the order. Can I get the, chips and salsa are already on the table. That's always at the table.
Yeah.
We're already there with chips and salsa.
Damn right.
Can I get another basket of chips and some queso fundito?
Queso fundito.
And then for my meal, I would like the Cancun burrito, no mushrooms.
Okay, thank you.
And then I'd also like a steak quesadilla, please. And now, then there's that awkward moment.
Where she's like,
do I...
Now are you done?
Nah. Yeah, that's that face. It's like, okay, it's, are we done?
It's that meme
anything
of that
else,
girl.
Tubby? Anything else? Anything else, Tubby? Okay? Can I go to the next person in your family?
And well, then she goes to walk away and they and everyone, we hadn't. Oh, that wasn't for you. He didn't just order
I thought
for everybody.
He was ordering for the table.
Oh, I thought he ordered for everybody. He was one of those dads. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, okay. Sorry. What can I get you guys?
God. Okay.
And then you can hear, I think we need another table for their food. There's not all going to fit on their table.
Yeah. Why don't we push two tables together? No, no one else is joining us. You're going to need two tables.
Push the table over. Or they see you. You hear off in the distance. Sir, sir. Why are you dragging that table over to your table?
Yeah.
You're going to need two. Trust.
Trust me.
Trust on God, bro.
Nebreka says there's going to be a stenographer seated next to her typing. And could you read that back for us? Yes. Yes, I said no mushrooms on the Cancun burrito. Yes, and the steak quesadilla. Sure. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Go ahead. And more appetizers, please. And a scoop of ice cream, please.
Keep them chips and salsa. I like their chips and salsa.
I guess it is National Cheese Day. I can run down the top cheeses around the country if you'd like. Do you know what the top cheese is?
It's gonna be not probably what I like. It's just gonna be like yellow American.
No, yellow cheddar.
Okay.
Cheddar or maybe a sharp cheddar.
That's fine, because that's the sharper the cheddar, the better for me.
Sharper the cheddar, the better.
Sharper the cheddar, the better. That's like my favorite thing. Again, I'll never ever forget that
cheese
disaster, the cheese that didn't transfer over in the apartment moving to the house.
Oh, your expensive cheese.
I had it was already like a 10-year cheese or something that I had already had for like six more additional years. I was saving it if it was going to be a 20-year cheese. And I'll eat it.
Can somebody settle an argument I have with my oldest?
Okay.
My oldest
is right.
Has a
I
lot
agree.
Of quirks.
I agree with them.
What?
Oh, sorry. I was already agreeing with the oldest.
Well, this, my oldest, and this comes from, listen, obviously I have OCD. I have a lot of quirks. I've always had a fear of expiration dates on food because I don't want to eat expired food. Something I've had my whole life. Well, it's clearly transferred to the oldest because they also have that same fear.
I'm the opposite.
You will eat any. This dude will eat Thanksgiving into January, you guys. This guy don't give an F about an expiration date.
I laugh in the face of your date. I'll be the judge.
It's wild. The end of this year, wherever we're broadcasting from, it'll be into December, like late, almost Christmas.
Oh, also, I've got to have a little turkey bite. It's only a couple weeks.
He'll be coming in here. You mark my words.
Couple weeks?
He'll be eating Thanksgiving dinner into January.
It'll be at least 2 to 3.
He'll be like, I had a little.
They say like 2 days. Get out of here.
So,
2 weeks.
So the debate that I'm having with the oldest all the time happened yesterday. We get sliced deli cheese. And they only put packaged by on the thing.
Yep.
So the oldest is like, this says it was packaged 2 weeks ago. It's expired. And I go, no, cheese is already old. Cheese is only expired when it's moldy, right? Am I right?
Yeah, because then it can go bad. By then it'll like harden up because some of it.
So whether it's hard or moldy, that's when I know it's bad.
Depending on, yeah.
Because cheese is already aged. You said you had a 10-year-old cheese.
Because, and also depending on how it's made, it could not spoil, but you know, it's made with milk and all that type stuff. But yeah, as long as it's you can, and even if it's say you have a brick of cheese, because Frank was notorious for this,
he'd eat around the mold.
He would just cut off the chunk that has mold, throw it in the garbage. There,
yeah, I don't think he's wrong though. I don't think he's wrong.
No, because
it's
fine.
An old thing.
See? Susan just said the same
see,
thing.
Susan, yeah, cut out the old part.
I
do that with bread too. If there's mold on the bread, I don't eat that moldy part, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of the things that they have on the packaging and all that stuff, it's for like
law,
legal
stuff,
reasons.
Like
Yeah.
Please eat by.
Yes, because that way, if you get sick,
we can't imagine somebody would ever eat turkey a month after it was roasted. But just in case someone's that crazy.
A little deep fried turkey.
You know, we've been running our mouths all morning about the taste of Syracuse, and we're just glossing over the fact that Cocoa Puffs is tonight at 7 o'clock, bud.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do that, too.
That'll be a nice...
Add that to your stretch of 3 days. Let's celebrate Cody on Monday morning when he gets through this. I want all the ladies to come down and give him massages, give him drinks.
I'll do a kiss in line.
Sunday, you don't get off the couch Sunday, right? Sunday's going to be a...
I mean, depending on the weather or whatever, if it's nice, I'll still do, like, you know, walk-ins around with Elsa. Okay. But I'm not going to be doing... It's not going to be like, oh, it's nice. All right, well, we're going to have to be driving around and going to random beaches and walking up hills and stuff. That'll probably not be it. But no, Cocoa Puffs, that'll be a nice, like a relaxer for me. Good. I'll try to get it as baked as possible. That way I can sleep.
Good.
I'll need some nice sleep.
You need a good night's rest tonight. Yep. There's no sports on tonight that's important to you.
Well, I mean, that hockey
I'm telling you, there's not your...
No, I know, but I really do.
You're not going to miss anything. You got to get rest.
As much as I want to watch the hockey game, I do have to... It's been the worst week of sleep.
Nothing will be decided tonight that you can't read tomorrow morning.
No, and I'm not worried about it. As soon as it's done, I'll walk out, and then I'm going to have to lay down.
Yes, I know.
As much as I don't want to.
As much as we both love our nighttime activities, where we like to play our video games and catch a little buzz.
It'll still be light out.
I know.
But yeah.
That's my hardest part of my day, is I love to pour my whiskey and watch YouTube or play my video games.
Right.
But and I'm like, then I look at I have a clock on my desk.
What about that?
And I have a visual, like, when it starts to get close to 9, I'm like, now you're in the danger zone, bud.
Be careful.
Now you're in the danger zone.
Oh,
you're not getting enough rest.
That game didn't even get going until 9 last night. That's a problem.
But I have specific rules in my mind.
I get it.
Where I've got to go to bed by a certain time. The absolute cutoff is 9:30. Anything past 9:30 is insanity. Sometimes I stay up to 9:40, you guys. Can you imagine?
That's
nothing for you. That's nothing for you.
No, last night the game was going into 11, and I'm like, and it just kept going, oh my God, the clock is ticking.
I know, dude.
And yes, it's not the best, and it's not healthy. And for me, like, once we get like 10:30, now it's like, all right, now just so you know.
Now you're in your danger zone.
Be careful, because you're not going to get as much as you, it's going to take you a little bit to fall asleep. So just keep that in mind, and then I either do or I don't.
The sun sets now at 8:30, Brianna says.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what F's me up about doing Whiskey Wednesday now, like during this time of the year.
Yep.
Because I close all my curtains, because otherwise I'll have giant, windows behind me and it's so light out you won't be able to see me.
Yeah.
So I close all my curtains and it's 7 o'clock and we do the whiskey show and we hang out, we watch our music videos and we catch our buzz and we have a good time and then I'm done. And I open those curtains up.
Hello!
Wow, it's the middle of the day.
No, it is weirder to walk out after, because before I would quick outside with Elsa that way, because it's pitch black and you're going to get back inside. It's dark. It's winter. But now, it's outside. People are out. You hear kids playing.
Yeah,
and stuff.
You hear kids. Human beings are out and about.
Or just kids will be riding their bike by me as I'm doing Cocoa Puffs. And I'm like, okay, it's different.
Someone's mowing their lawn. Just doing a whiskey show.
Like, oh, all right, cool. I agree, though. I like the 7.
I like 7 better.
Until all of a sudden in a month, we're both like, but didn't we like it better at 8?
I don't like it at 8.
We do it every summer. Every
summer we go to 8, and I like 7 o'clock.
I don't remember.
7 o'clock tonight.
I'm fine with it. Yeah, 7 o'clock is good.
Cocoa Puffs presented by Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard and East Coast Emeralds.
Whose stock keeps getting dwindling the smaller
50% off everything at East Coast Emeralds right now because they are moving and they want to unload the store. They don't want to pack it up. They want to give it to you for cheap.
See, I'm seeing stuff go every day because just last week I went to grab some stuff to show for Cocoa Puffs, and like one or two of them was already gone. I went, okay.
And maybe you're getting ready to go to Taste of Syracuse this weekend, and you need some things to make you enjoy it a little more.
Yeah.
Joe's Buzz got you covered there.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Couple gummies, you know what I'm saying?
That's the move, man.
That's the move right there.
That's the move, because then you're good to go. You're not out there. Again, that's the other thing for Taste of Syracuse this weekend. As very big marijuana cannabis advocates.
Yeah.
And I love smoking the flower itself.
Yeah.
You don't have to in the middle of the crowd this weekend.
Nah, you gotta be cool about it. Like we always say, you gotta be cool about it.
No, nobody.
Pretend it's like cigarettes. Yeah. You wouldn't want someone smoking a cigarette in your face.
It's not, you don't get to decide what other people get blasted with weed smoke.
You got to step away just somewhere, go somewhere off.
Don't ruin it for everybody. When all of a sudden, then they're like, well, guess what? No marijuana allowed within as soon as you go between the barriers, blah, blah, blah. Because then you're ruining it for everybody.
Gummies gummies were my friend for the concerts these past weekends. Because I can't smoke around my wife, nor do I really smoke that much. I like just the vapes or whatever, but the gummies are my friends. Let me read you what happened last night, though, as I sent this text to you. Showing off, if you don't watch Whiskey Wednesday regularly, first of all, how dare you, but it's 7:20. I have
my...
When
do you do that now, every...
When did that start?
Is it every Wednesday?
Last night, I do my 7:20 smoke break, powered by East Coast Emeralds. Last night, I used my dry herb vaporizer.
Yep.
Which, sure, tobacco products, whatever. But I had, you know, it was packed.
Yep.
And the way the dry herb vaporizer works is it kind of bakes the weed instead of burns it.
Yeah.
But it also is, it puts, it doesn't put off as much, nearly as much smell as like a joint.
Just like smoking a bowl. But
it puts off a little more than a vape.
Yes. Yes. Because it's, instead of the concentrate and oil, it's the actual flower. Yep. Yep.
So it's 7:20 and I do my break, I do my 7:20 break with the dry herb vaporizer. My oldest's bedroom is right above the office I do.
He gets busted.
I do Whiskey Wednesday in.
He gets busted.
And it's 7:25, I get this text. I'm getting a contact high up here. You can smoke that thing, but don't blow it in my vent.
You got in trouble.
And I said, you're That's being hilarious. A bit dramatic.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I got called out yesterday by the oldest.
That's wicked funny. No, but...
So my bad.
But, you know, at least they're there. Get used to it that way. You know, all summer or whatever, because that, not to say they are, but just those people sometimes, or every single time that they smell it, they got to tell you. You smell like weed.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, I know.
Because most of the summer, I will smell like weed. You can be outside all the time.
My teens are at the age now where they critique pretty much everything.
But yes, that's everything. Just, but I just mean like people in people public.
Oh,
but,
you smell like a skunk.
But the teens, yes, no, anything you do, you're screwed no matter what. Sorry, bud.
If you're eating right now, stop for a second because I'm going to play you a really gross sound.
Oh, boy.
Get your drink in.
All right.
You don't want to be eating when I play this.
I'm good to go.
Cruise ships. The way the toilet system works is it's kind of like a vacuum situation, but then it all goes to a holding tank. And someone was on their cruise ship, and they were sleeping. And at 2 a.m., they heard a weird noise coming from the bathroom. Okay?
Oh, I'm covering my eyes, but it'll make it better.
This was the noise we woke up to at 2 o'clock in the morning.
The bathroom smells horrible. Porta potty.
So disgusting. We was calling the front desk for about 15 minutes. My fiance had to run downstairs to get somebody. I told them that we were moving the rooms. He asked, like, do you really want to move a room?
Yes.
And y'all are loud vacuuming up water, trying to fix the plumbing.
So they were in someone else's toilet and it was sloshing around and they were hearing it come out of their toilet.
I just, that stuff is just so... Oh, I just...
Your eyes are watering now, yeah.
Because you just...
For someone that goes on cruises, I don't make a lot of great cases for cruises on this show, do I?
Right?
I'm always sharing
the
worst stories.
Well, because again, the poor cruise business, you don't ever really hear about... No one's going to come back and be like, man, I did cruise ship things on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
No, you hear... Oh my God.
This toilet,
listen
right.
To this toilet. Oh my God. There was so much diarrhea.
Yeah. I've only ever had great experiences on cruise ships. Knock on wood.
I only know the people I know that have gone cruises are always like, dude.
But like Cody said, those don't make the news.
No, nobody cares about that.
Those don't make the news.
Nope. The closest I ever came was like the very first Jericho does a
wrestling cruise.
In the very first year, I was like, well, that'd be wicked cool. But it's on a boat.
Ah, yeah, you ain't getting on a boat.
Nah, I'm good.
Your schedule of events are as follows.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're going to play games right now. Gaming stream brought to you by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. Locations all over CNY and now in Rome. Tonight at 7. Cocoa Puffs back on Twitch.
Yeah.
It's the pregame for the Taste of Syracuse.
We're pregaming.
Because he's going to get nice and ripped. Go to bed at a decent hour.
Nice and toasty.
Courtesy of our friends at Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard and East Coast Emeralds, behind the Daily Diner in North Syracuse. 50% off everything at East Coast right now as they are moving and they want to sell some stuff.
Tomorrow
morning, we're back here.
There
and
we go.
Cody goes right over to the Taste of Syracuse and opens at 11 tomorrow.
Yeah, we're off and running, basically,
really. TasteofSyracuse.com for map and information. Plot it out. Get there for Friday. Friday going to be the pick day, so get out there tomorrow and enjoy it.
I am directly in the corner of East Clinton and Washington.
Is your booth already set up? You got to go there today and set it up?
Yep, today, because we can plug everything in. Yep, today is, once I start bringing everything over there, I don't know if everything is in the truck.
You can start filling pouches and stuff today Dunkaroo dips.
Yep, okay. All that stuff that way, because last year
it's already 62 out, bud.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because last year I had to get there and start doing all that, and it wasn't some of them weren't like, all right, well, it's not cold yet, but still have to cool it pouches. So this is
new this year. They're giving everybody power the day early.
Yeah,
that's good. So you can get your stuff ready.
Thank God, because you could load in. Yeah. But good luck. You just leave it there and then go.
You didn't have any power till tomorrow. Sure. That's good. That's a good upgrade.
This is real nice. I spent a couple hours down there today.
So we will jump into your gaming stream on Twitch right now. Of course, Radio World, you get the 90s at 9. Feel the pain. Dinosaur Jr. Keep it locked.